yellow that had the race restart? And then while you're at it, can you also talk about the window net situation?
Sure. Yeah, so obviously I think, you know, everybody, you know, knows that we probably prematurely called that yellow flag. You know, the way that works in the tower is that we're all watching around the racetrack, and we make the, you know, obviously the race director who has the button and makes the call is the final say of when the yellow gets put out. We all watch, and we saw the car and mentioned the car against the wall, riding the wall down the back straightaway. And the race director looked up, and I'm not sure what he saw, but he immediately put it out. So, wish we wouldn't have done that, but we did that, and we'll own that we probably prematurely put that caution out.
Window net situation. Denny Hamlin was pretty frustrated. He said it was a safety situation. NASCAR always talks about that. What were the decisions made by NASCAR there?
So, I think obviously Ryan Blaney thought he won the race. Another byproduct of kind of special rules of the All-Star, because every other race that we do besides this one, he would have won the race when the caution flag came out. So, they were celebrating. He put the window net down. We saw him struggling to get it back up, but coming to green, he was warming his tires back on the back straightaway. You could clearly see both hands on the wheel warming the tires up. The window net was up. No way for us to know if he got it 100% latched or not. And at that point in time, no way we can be certain that he didn't get it latched. So there's no way we could call him down pit road at that time.
Did you consider just having him come down pit road to check, and if it was latched, get the position back?
Well, that would really have kind of gone out of character and been out of anything else that we have ever really done. So there was some speculation about doing that up there, but I think, you know, like I said, we saw it, and no way we could have known that it was latched properly or not, but that's where we are on that one.
So if it wasn't latched, would it have been, you would have gone flat?
If it was hanging down on the door, we would have, if he couldn't get it to where it was up, and we had some doubt that it was, you know, latched, then we would have had to do something with it, because we wouldn't have allowed him to start if it was just laying down on the door.
Would you have thought about, you know, bringing him in, having him fix it, and because it is a special situation race, give him back where he was at? Did you think about that?
That's what Bob asked just a second ago. Yeah, we speculated about doing that, but that would have been pretty out of character to bring someone down pit road and then put him back in the spot that they came out of.
There was a tweet from Dale Jr. And the only reason I bring it up is that it's going to get a lot of attention during the week.
Sure.
He said NASCAR is gladly going to let you debate the window net, so as you don't reflect on how ridiculous that yellow flag situation was as Blaney was crossing the finish line to win.
No, we're not. We don't deflect from anything. We pretty much own what we do. So I would have to dispute the Dale Jr. quote.
in a special situation, is it hard to run a race when it is a special situation for everyone?
So one of the things that we get, so here's a little bit of insight for y'all. So we do the same, you know, I think I've been at NASCAR for 7 years, and we've operated under the same rules for races, you know, little tweaks here and there, but pretty much the way that we operate the tower, the things that happen on the track, you know, it's, we do the same thing over and over and over again. And every Tuesday, almost without fail, a situation crops up that we need to talk about, that we learn from. And doing the same thing over and over again, and we still learn and still learn how to do things better. And then when we institute all these special rules that we always get asked to do, we're kind of setting ourselves up and the competitors up for problems like what we saw tonight. And I wish we could operate All-Star races a little bit more under kind of our normal guidelines.
When you make unique rules, do you ever sit down and think, well, maybe as you make them, we should be careful? Because as you re-look at this, you go back, look at another crazy race, and you're like, well, maybe that'll be hard to officiate.
Well, we looked at – we made revisions to – the rules as early as this morning, because you always have to look at all these different situations that could crop up. Here's a for instance. So we put those performance parameters in for those automatic spots from the stages, and then we're thinking about, all right, we're always thinking about, okay, what could crop up and what could crop up on us? What awkward situation could we get in? And we're like, well, what if we have a big wreck and they still finish 15th, but they're not on the lead lap? It's like, can't start a car that's not on the lead lap, even though it's made that criteria. So this morning we changed the rules. It's like, it's that kind of stuff. And did we cover every single thing that it could have cropped up? Maybe, maybe not. You know, that's the struggle with these special events, is they're different and they're out of character and they're, you know, all of us are doing things that we don't typically do.
All right, thank you guys very much.
Thank you, sir.